Zainab, what exactly happened on Wednesday last week?
Yes, I was en route to Sparks Road in Overport, and I was constantly being tailgated and being pushed off the road. The person on the passenger side got out of the car. My window was open. He held a knife to my throat and hit me on the face with a brick, and then got back into his car and drove away.
When did you realize something was amiss?
I didn't pay particular attention to it as I was driving away. And it's only when I reached the top of Crescent Street that I realized that something was amiss, because I was being very, very closely tailgated. That's when I realized somebody is following me and trying to run me off the road.
So, Zainab, when they got to the car itself, what were you thinking at this time?
I didn't even have a moment to switch off the ignition. So nothing went through my mind. Within a split second, the passenger got off and he attacked me. I was not thinking anything at the time.
Now, did they say anything to you at all?
Yes, he did. When he held the knife to my throat, he said, I'm sorry to use the word on radio, but he said, rushed his bitch, and he hit me in the face with the brick.
So what did you make of that, Senna?
I obviously, the first thought that crossed my mind that there is a link to what I said the day before at a talk at another school event.
So what did you say at this event?
At the school event, we were asked many questions on a very literary platform. We discussed literature and writing. So one of the learners did ask me and the other panelists who our favorite writers were. And the other panelists answered, and then at my turn, I mentioned many writers, one of them being Arundhati Roy and Salman Rushdie. And I qualified my statement by saying I admire their poetic writing style.
So when they referred to you as Rushdie's bitch during the attack, did you draw the correlation between what had happened the previous day and this?
Yes, I, the reason is when I did mention Salman Rushdie at the school visit, a group of learners and teachers dressed in Islamic attire stood up and walked out in mid-sentence in the middle of the other writer speaking. A group of learners and teachers walked out of the auditorium.